I do. Y'all want to come up and talk to me about them? You got eggs at home. You do. Your mama ran out of eggs? Yeah. Look at this egg right here. Has this egg been hard boiled or is it raw? Can you tell? What do you think? Is it hard boiled or is it raw? Has it been cooked yet? How do you know? Yeah, but if it's cooked, you could boil it and still have the shell on it. How would you know? Oh, we could crack it, and then we'd know. But if it's not cooked, there'd be a mess all over the place. There's something you can do to spinach. If you spin an egg on the fat bottom up, if it's hard boiled, it'll spin upright. But if it's still uncooked, it'll lay down. What's this one doing? It's laying down because the inside hadn't been changed yet. And see, if the inside's not changed, it's still raw. God, He changes our inside. Whenever we come to Jesus, God changes our inside. And He helps us to stand up even when the world around us spins.
Amen.
If we trust the Lord, that's what the Lord does. And God is good. I hope y'all remember this, because I tell you what, when I want a boiled egg, I hate to eat a raw egg. Y'all ever eat a raw egg? I like that. I like to eat one boiled. And that's a good trick to remember. But something else even better is remember, if you've got Jesus inside of you, you can stand up even when times are tough. Yeah, you like that egg, don't you? You're just precious. Well, let me say a prayer with you, and then I'll give y'all a little bag, okay? We'll go to children's church. Well, you got all kinds of candy. Let me have some. I don't want the one you sucked on now. I want a fresh one. Well, you've licked all over that thing, haven't you? Let me say a prayer for you. Lord, I thank you for these beautiful young people. I pray, Lord, that you'll continue to talk to them, that you'll change their lives, and help them one day to accept Jesus as Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all want a bag? Grab a bag. We'll head out to children's church. Thank you for coming.
Mama,
you want one? There you go, darling. Thank you for coming. Jared, did you want a bag? You didn't want a bag, Olivia? You want one? Oh, you got one. Okay. Aren't they precious?
Man.
Did y'all know that trick with the egg?
Yeah.
I learned that in the military. Spin the egg. And I'd like to thank the one who brought me them eggs today. I like eggs. Those are good eggs. Y'all would turn with me in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah, one of those kids was trying to get my eggs. She said, we ran out of eggs. I might have to give them some eggs. I don't want to be hungry. Isaiah 55. We're working through a book of Isaiah, but we're nowhere near the end of the book. But the Lord put Isaiah 55 on my heart for today. And Isaiah 55, if you don't have your Bibles, it's page 1048 in your pew Bibles. If you have one of these, it's in that. So grab that yellow sheet. I'm going to read the first part of the text. But when I come to verses 12 and 13, I'm going to ask you to read 12 and 13 with me. The Lord says, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. And incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and from the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. And let's read these next two verses together. For ye shall go forth with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, and for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Oh, God is good. Amen. You know, you got a prayer guide today for Tennessee missions. You've got a handout for Cowboy Up. All these things have something in common. We reach out with the message of Christ that life matters. You know, I think about suicide quite a bit because as a pastor, I've had a number of people commit suicide. And I've had to bury suicides. I've had people come to me and tell me after the suicide, they say, well, they threatened to take their life, but I just thought they were fooling. I thought they were just talking about it, that they would never do that. And then they did. They took their life. And when they tell us that, they don't want us to just go, oh, no, that's okay. They don't want us to just blow it off. But they, what they're doing is they're looking for a reason to continue to live. We all have a reason to live.
Amen.
And that reason is that God loves us. Yeah. God made us for something good, and he made us in his image and in his likeness, and God wants to bless us. You know, in the text that you read together with me today, God said, I want you to go forth with joy, and he said, I want you to be led by peace. But I don't see joy and peace nowadays when I look among people. Even when I look around the church, I see them old frowny faces. I'm seeing a lot of frowny faces today. And people are miserable today. Give me that baby. Give me this baby. Hey there, girl. I want to show y'all something. We're going to stand up here and brag on this baby for a minute. This baby relies on others to take care of her. And she relies on people to love her. And that's what she does. And that's why she's happy. Because she's got people taking care of her. Lorenza's playing with her too much and not paying attention to the sermon. So now I got the baby up here. But this baby illustrates the way that we should be. We should be joyful in this life. We should be led forth with peace. We should be happy over what God has given us.
Amen.
But we've gotten away from God in our lives. We chase after things that we think will make us happy. You know, in the text we read today, God said, why is it that you're spending money on things that are not food? He said, why is it you're expending your labor on things that do not bring satisfaction? And we're running around trying to satisfy our happiness and our thirst and all the things that we have. We're trying to do that and we're not happy.
Amen.
And the reason for that is this. You're only going to find happiness when you find Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you come to God thirsty, and you come into this place thirsty, and you say, God, I'm thirsty, God will fill you with joy.
Amen.
God says in that text, in the first verses there, he said, come unto me. He said, come thirsty. He said, come and purchase the waters which have no money. You don't need to pay God anything for what Jesus has already bought for you. Amen. Jesus Christ went to the cross because he loved you and loves you still. Now, Jesus, well, I've never had this good an attention in church before. Bring this baby every week because I'm going to preach every week to the baby. I have never had as much attention as I preach. But I want y'all to know something. This baby right now is resting in my arms. If you would come to Jesus and rest in his arms, he will bless you. Amen. He will lift you up. He will make your life better than it's ever been.
Amen.
But you've got to come to him. You know, the verses that y'all read today, God promises. He says, I want to change your thorns into fir trees. Preach on, baby. He said, I want you to change those thorns into fir trees and those briars into myrtle trees. Now, where did thorns and briars come from? I'm going to tell you where thorns and briars came from. They didn't come from God. Whenever God made this world, the Bible says the God who is good looked at creation, and after he made man, and he made woman, after he made this beautiful, beautiful child, God looked at it and he said, it is very good. What God did was, when he made everything, he said, it's very good. There were no thorns, no thistles. There was no bad things. There were no snakes in the world until he slithered from hell. A snake came into the garden one day, and Adam had a job. He had a wonderful job. His job was to tend the garden that had no weeds in it, had no thorns in it, had no thistles in it. Every day he would get up and go to work and he didn't sweat. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
And he would go in that garden every day and he would tend what God had for him. And God said, I've given you everything except for this one thing. This thing is forbidden. Well, then a talking snake came into the Garden of Eden. Now, I want to tell y'all something. If y'all see a snake, don't handle it. Amen. Somebody asked me if I was a snake handling preacher, and I said I love to handle them with a garden hoe. That's the best way to look at a snake, is at the end of a garden hoe. I despise a snake. My son got a snake one time. I said, you moving out or the snake's moving out? One of you's going. I don't like snakes. But this snake came into the Garden of Eden, and what that snake did was, he said, listen. He said, God is trying to deprive you of something that's blessed. See, that's what the devil does. The devil comes up and he says, listen. He says, God wants to keep something good from you. You know how people get addicted? The devil comes up and he says, "Let you know, you'll have a really good feeling if you'll try this drug just one time. He said, if you'll take it just one time, it'll be all right. Now, once you take it, then you're hooked. The devil comes into a marriage. He tells the husband, he says, well, you know, your wife, she's not as sweet as she used to be. Said, why don't you just try this one time? And the devil will bring somebody into the marriage. He'll say, I'm going to try it one time. And when he does, he finds that it wasn't a blessing. God doesn't want us to have sin in our lives. So what God says, he says, come to me. He says, come unto me. And it's a precious baby.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to what he says here. How are we going to be blessed? First of all, we need to understand that thorns don't come from God. Whenever Adam sinned, God said, cursed is the ground because of what you have done. And we bring a curse in our lives whenever we do what God tells us not to do. Whenever you walk away from God, you lose paradise. But when you walk with God, God will bless you.
Amen.
And he will always bless you. God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
God,
give us an amen there, baby. Amen. God will bless us. We need to invest our lives in God. God says this. He says, if you're thirsty, he said, come to me. He said, if you'll come to me, he says, I'll bless you. God said this. He said, listen. And look there in verse 3 and 4. He says, incline your ear. That word incline there means listen upward. Stop listening to all the things around you. You know what a sinner will do? A sinner will come and offer you sin and tell you it'll bring you up to God. And that's not true. I have gotten in a lot of trouble in my lifetime because of so-called friends who would offer me something. And I would get into it and I'd find out later they weren't representing God. God says, I want you to listen to me. He said, I want you to come to me. I want you to pay attention to me. We had a good meal yesterday at Jerry's house. And it was hard for me to leave Jerry's house. If you didn't go, he had a good meal there.
Amen.
I talked about this in the first service. I went in there, and it was my first visit to Jerry's house. I walked in, and I looked at the house. I was looking at the gate. I was looking at all the stuff. Jerry said, we're going to eat about 5 o'clock. At about 5 o'clock, he said, now y'all get ready. We're going to eat. I turned around and looked, and I saw a food cart out there. And I mean, it was loaded down with food. I walked past that cart on the way in there and didn't see it. I walked past it. Did you, Tommy?
I done the same thing.
Now, Tommy's an eating machine. But we did the same thing, didn't we, Tommy? We were looking at his property. We were looking at his yard. We were looking at his house. We were looking at everything that was around there. But I didn't pay any attention to the food cart. I found out after the first service, I told him in the first service, I said, I don't know how you got that cart in there. I had people walk past me and said, I can't believe you walked past that cart and missed it. But you know, I'm going to tell y'all something. I can't believe you can sit in church and hear about Jesus and miss God.
That's right. Amen, brother.
So many of you sit in church and you hear it and you get entertained and you miss God.
That's right.
But the main point is God. The main reason I came to Jerry's was to eat. Not to look at his house, though I like it. And I know where I'm going to move. If the tornado gets my house, I'm coming to your house. And he's got a big old pool out there we can baptize people in. It's a wonderful place. But I missed the main event because I was focused on everything else. And you miss the main event when you're focused on everything else. This baby right here, bless her heart. You having fun? I am. She's like, are you having fun? I'm having fun. Don't miss God. God says, come to me. Look what he says in verse 6 and 7. He says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. If you are here today and don't have God in your life and you've not invested your life in God, seek the Lord today. God is calling out to you. And he says, let me tell you this. God loves all of y'all. He loves everybody here. Look at your neighbor right now and tell him, God loves you. There is no one that God hates. God loves everybody. But God hates sin because of what sin does to us. And God says, look, he said, if you'll seek me while I can be found, he says, I'll come to you and I'll make a blessing in your life. God says, listen, he said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts and let him return to the Lord and he'll have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God says, if you'll come to me, I'll forgive the sins that you've done and I'll come into your life and I'll make your life better. God said, I'll change your life and I'll make you new. I'll make you born again.
Amen.
And that's the best birth you can have.
Amen.
You know what God says? He says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. God said, if you'll come to me and start trusting me and stop doing it your way, I'll bless you. That's what God says. And then God says this. He says, I've promised that my word will not fail to do what it needs to do. God says, if you'll trust me, I will bless you.
Amen.
He says, I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
The day that I accepted Christ as my Savior, my God made an everlasting covenant with me.
Yes.
He said, I promise to never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm going to stay with you through the bad times and the good times. He said, I'm going to lead you in the ways of righteousness. And he said, one day when this old body dies, I'll take you into glory.
Amen.
Where you'll be with me forever. Isn't that a great guarantee?
Amen.
God says, I love you. And he wants you to come to him. He wants you to come like this baby right here. To come unto him. As we get ready to close, I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes for just a moment. And ask yourself, am I satisfied with my life? Am I satisfied with my life? Or am I frantically searching for happiness? If you're not satisfied with your life, then God says, if you're thirsty, come to me. He says, where you are right now, hear my invitation and come to me. Trust me. I came and died on that cross for you. I rose again on the third day for you. I've paid for your sins in full, and if you'll trust me, I'll be in you, and you'll be in me forever. Father, I pray if there's anyone here today who does not know you as Lord and Savior, that today would be the day that they would call upon you. I pray, Lord God, that those, Lord, who come today with burdens will lay those burdens down at your feet. Dear Jesus, you've promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do. It's in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And all God's people said,
amen. Turn with me to number 217.
Go out and tell somebody, oh, how I love Jesus. Go out and share the love of Christ with someone. Let someone know. Life is precious. Life is precious. Tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11. Do you remember that? 9/11, when some people that were misguided, listened to the wrong God, committed murder-suicide, killed nearly 3,000 people in our country. You know, life matters. Every life that died on 9/11 mattered. Amen. Every life that's here matters. You matter to God. Amen. Make sure you invest yourself in Jesus Christ. Invest yourself in His Word. Talk to Him daily. God will bless you.
Amen.
God will bless you. He's been better to me than I've ever deserved.
Amen.
I'm going to ask my brother Jim Lynham, if you would, close us with a word of prayer.